Oh, I'm sorry.
Crisis will convene an open session. I have Supervisor Christie's.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wendy, if you could do the roll call, please.
All righty. Supervisor Chris.
Present in person.
Supervisor Cobstaff.
Here.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Here.
Supervisor Ogren.
Present.
And Supervisor Howe.
Here.
And the board will be convening today as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and receives no additional compensation.
All right, thank you. I'm going to go to presentations from the public at this time. Assistant County Board Supervisor, which welcomes you to this special meeting. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. If you wish to speak on an item on this agenda, please complete a speaker's card, identifying the item, and return it to the clerk. And if you wish to speak on a matter that appears on the agenda, you may do so during the public comment period. A person speaking during public comment will be limited to 3 minutes, or depending on the number of persons wishing to speak, it may be reduced to allow for members of the public the opportunity to address the board. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action or discussion shall be taken conducted on any item not appearing on this agenda. Special meeting comments are limited to those on the agenda under Government Code Section 54954.3. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comment, and please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments to individual supervisors or staff are not permitted. Is there any public comment?
No public comment at this time.
I don't have any blue cards. So with that, we go to consent agenda.
Move to approve.
A second.
All righty, Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstaff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 5A, County Clerk. Appointments in lieu of election.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon, Laura Bynum, County Clerk. Before you today for appointments in lieu of election that was continued from our last meeting, we had staff reach out to the incumbents on these districts to see if their interest was still there, because there were some of those district boards that if there were no appointments made, they would fall below a quorum, which would then require our office to post the vacancies and the board supervisors then make appointments to reestablish a quorum. So we did reach out to those that had office holders, and we have two positions up on Kako Fire Protection District for short term that are currently vacant positions, and we still don't have anybody to appoint to those positions. Gazelle Fire Protection District, Kelly Brown, did express an interest in continuing to serve at the full term position.
You said Gazelle, right?
Yes, Gazelle Fire.
I would move to appoint.
Second.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, with Grenada Fire Protection District, incumbents Sonia Burley and Bill Nicoletti did express an interest in continuing to serve while these third person will be resigning soon, but that will still maintain a quorum at this point with those two being appointed.
I move to reappoint.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Hornbrook Fire Protection District, where incumbents Tim Thurner and Sherry Thurner did express an interest in continuing to serve.
Move to reappoint.
Second.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Grenada Sanitation District, Ken Keyes, did express an interest in serving again for a full term, and the second position is currently vacant.
Okay. Move to reappoint.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
OK, Okay, and then the last special district that we have is Callahan Water District, where those positions were vacant and we have no other interest in those positions. So they'll just remain vacant at this time unless there's anyone that expressed an interest.
Do they have a quorum, or do they have a quorum?
They do have a quorum because they're currently vacant, so they'll just remain vacant until the next election cycle.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Next item. Public hearing for the redistricting discussion. And
to the chair. 100%.
Yes, sir.
I'll recuse myself again on this item.
Okay.
And I'll be available by, you can text or call me.
Okay.
I figure you'd probably be a little while. I won't just stand in the hall. Is that all right?
That's fine.
I don't think there's a chair there.
No, I know. I don't want to stand for an hour. Anyway, all right.
Okay.
I'll wait to hear.
We'll bring you back.
From somebody.
Yes, I will text you.
Okay.
All right, so good morning, Laura Bynum, or afternoon, Laura Bynum, County Clerk, and I also have Holly Vaughn, our GIS coordinator. I did want to share that we did receive some letters from the public regarding redistricting, which has been provided to the board and staff. Those being from Catherine Shelton, Carolyn Miller, Alice Rogers, and Al Lugo. On the phone or via Zoom, we have Kay from Redistricting Partners who can.
I didn't receive one of those.
Which one was it?
I think I got from Alice.
Alice, Carolyn Miller, Catherine Shelton, and Al Lugo was the other one.
So we received four?
Double check, yes, four.
Okay.
Five letters total, but Alice had sent two.
Had one from the week prior. So we have gotten two comment letters from Alice Rogers, which would make it for a total of five. We also have on via Zoom Kay from Redistricting Partners who can go through any of the draft plans and answer any questions you have. Part of your packet also has a document I created that kind of goes through each plan, what the differences are in comparison to our current plan as well.
Okay. I'm not sure how to proceed here. The task before us is to select one of these maps over here.
To select a draft plan, and then once that's been selected, then it's published on our website for 7 days prior to them being formally adopted, which at this point would be December 7th, which will then start our signatures in lieu of filing fee for the June primary 1 day later, because the plan has to be in place 28 days before the signatures in lieu can start.
Okay. I get what I was asking about is, do each of us say which plan we favor, or do we?
I know at early on there was discussion prior to plans 3 and 4 I think it was at least two of the board members favored the draft plan 2, is my recollection. I can't remember who exactly it was that kind of expressed that.
I asked for the map, so it wasn't me.
I'm sure I approved one or two, so that was probably me.
So I guess at this point I'd like a few minutes, I guess, to take a look at the information.
Sure, and Holly created those maps for the board, and I believe she has the current district boundaries as well as the draft plans in comparison to the current district boundaries as well, which all of this is available through our website with the forget the name of the on the maps.
The ArcGIS online.
The ArcGIS online.
Okay.
And Ms. Wendy, if you don't mind handing me the comment letters, I'd
sure.
Make sure I saw.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
is there anybody here?
Listening online besides the staff?
Yeah, you have people in support.
Right there. Yeah. All those are online.
Okay. I just wanted those of you online to understand we're taking a little bit of time here to look at some exhibits that are in front of us. In detail, and then I'll come back and start talking again.
Through the chair, also I'd just like to make sure that the public realizes that what you are looking at in person is available to them online as well.
Correct.
So they are reviewing the same exact thing that you are reviewing in person.
Thank
just
you.
A deeper version. Yes.
So,
Can you share the map, please?
So, yeah, just think of this as a tour. That's very good for the GPS.
Oh, she needs to be on mute. We need to mute.
Do we need to mute on this end as well?
No.
Okay. And Kay, we will be muting. We will be muting you for a minute.
Yeah.
Laura, Kay is a new one. The new gal, Kay. She's from the district.
So I have a
We need to unmute the board. Yeah, because we're not on break. Yeah.
So this is the four, the one where it follows the district.
Kay, can you go ahead and say test?
District 2 comes across the railroad tracks, Highway 97, then follows census blocks, moves to here.
Sorry, you just said something to me, but I cannot hear you. There's a little overlap of voices.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. So we just wanted to test the speaker, and it is working correctly. So when we come back to the board asking questions, we will unmute you. But thank you, the test worked.
This would go beyond Little River South. Believe that, and I think this is at Abrams.
All right, so now we're through the Bose speaker. Of our future, which one did she pick?
For those folks that are online that have called in or are listening via their computer, we are reviewing the maps in person, so feel free at this time to review the maps that are available to you online. You will have conversations within the board chambers, but that is normal because we are reviewing in person.
So this
thank
is
you.
Where this is called most of the school district boundary, and then it follows the census block to
Where is the speed?
It's a little inconsistent with the road, but this can be adjusted to the river on the road. That's because this is like a consequential opposition along here, so this can go either way.
Okay.
But so this follows the further boundary here, and then
if you guys want to check the maps too,
so, sorry,
while you're just discussing the maps, you can just bring up the maps on the web page and just try to
And you probably should do that. I just need to show the link. The only problem is we have four maps, so we'll have to just
decide to change sides.
Well, once she puts the web page over there, you can browse everything from the web page.
And then you
got
to share.
All she's got to do is go to the right.
So this is the one that kind of takes it. So District 4 would get the area surrounding Wairika. And then District 5 would come to the south side.
That's
right. We're south side 5 near this area. So this would go to District 5, and this District 4 would expand here, and then District 1 would come into this area. And then this is the only thing change here is that District 1 comes to the census block here, and then this area here becomes District 2. So District 2's boundaries enable following this north edge of the city limits. And this is a zero population area. You can see the area there. So this shows that this area, this line between Mount Shasta here, this is zero population. So this boundary area just north of the city, there's 15 in the census block. So right here in Black Butte area. But beyond that, this line could go any direction north or south because there's a zero population that's here. So this area of 15 is
going
to the north area. So the black line between 2 and 3 would come down
that should,
here.
That should have to be right away.
The new black line would follow along here.
And how do you justify that?
And the city of the cross.
Right, because there's no way.
This could also be, right, this could be requested to shift if it's a zero population. So draft plan 2 is where Wairika for District 4, and then South Wairika goes to 5. And then this area you can see the area just east of Wairika. This is the city boundary here. So if this area wanted to, as we discussed last night, this area here could go in, but it would have to be this whole area because this is right along the 60. That whole area doesn't work, so you can't just say go a little further without being back to all of this. So this is similar. This is the same as the other drafts 3 and 4, where District 5 goes to the city limits. And then follow existing boundary south. And then
District 1. Look at this one area here. Thank you.
So District 4 would be contained in city limits, and then area just south. And then this change happens here as well. And then down here, this follows the railroad tracks as the existing one, but just this area goes here. So that's the main difference between 1 and 2. The south part is that this line stays north, so this area of Black Butte stays in the south, but then District 2 takes this area. Oh, I think he...
Well, I got two, yeah.
Yes, two. Yeah. You can put these side by side this way, that's easier. You can really see that, and this way you can do
it.
So this becomes
it's here. You have a lot of people in the river west.
This is 4.
This is 4.
Yeah, so the existing District 4 is this area.
Yeah.
So 4 goes, so part of 4 goes to 1.
So this is 4.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe there's some makes a lot more sense. Like the other ones, where you split the fires and counties.
One of them I like, I would adjust just a little bit, but you know, there's no perfect line.
Yeah, I know.
No perfect line.
There isn't.
Okay. Penny, is this number two?
Yeah, this is number two.
This is three, and this is two. So this, so two and one have. Greater Wairika, in this south part would go to five, and then four would expand out here, but retract here to this new limits. I mean, sorry, to this little line, so from here to here, and then this would expand, this small system pushing from here that way.
And north.
Yeah, and north, and this would go, this part would leave District 4 and go to District 5.
I have people out here that think their mind think their years is kind of cool.
I know.
Anyway, so.
Did you get to see the correspondence? The correspondence? Go.
I'm taking the right here.
Yeah, woo!
Why do you look at it?
I studied this one so much.
That's nice.
This is one.
Yeah. Oh, so difficult.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same
yeah.
Work. It's the same work. And two, it kind of slides down. And this is just three. Yes. Nice.
Online. I don't see an audience here in the chambers, but if you wish to speak to this redistricting item that's on the agenda, would you please raise your hand so we can recognize you at this time?
Seeing none online.
Okay. I'm going to come back to the board. I guess we can all say what we see.
Sure. Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, looking at the maps, particularly the new maps 3 and 4, they don't, for me, serve a practical purpose, how it impacts District 2, because you know, the one version has me going through two districts to get to a district. Same thing with, you know, just a straightforward line adjustment, keep the 96067 intact. It's just, you know, the people that have called and emailed are kind of indicating that that's what they're seeing. And that's the version I prefer, number two.
I'm fine with number two, looking at the maps too. That area between District 1 and District 4, I get calls and there's no supervisor open and gets calls there too. It's kind of a shared area we both receive phone calls for. And what I'll be taking into in regards to down to A12, I share with COPSEF and we both get phone calls there and stuff. So there's no perfect lines, but I think I'm fine with that.
I think 2's appears to be the most equitable and honest answer.
Mine would be the outlier. none of them really have a lot of change for District 5. What I like about 3 over the others is it keeps the fireside councils around Wairika together in one supervisory district. Doesn't make a lot of sense for the South Wairika Fire Protection District and that Fire Safety Council to be in my district, because my district already represents 7 Fire Safety Councils in the western portion of the county. So, and given the overall threat to the town of Wairika, it just seems to me that it makes more sense from a public engagement standpoint on that issue. That's my sense.
Oh, that's balanced.
Yeah. There's no perfect answer. No. I mean, it's, you know, quite honestly, except for the fact that we have to do it, I would have just kept everything the same, right?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. So, we can't do that.
I'm jealous of the 2011 board.
So where do we go now?
I don't know. Where do we go?
Yeah. So what Holly's going to do now, there is one portion of one of the, I think it's on draft plan 2, that there is one sliver that needs to be, on the maps it's indicated, I think, on District 1, but needs to actually be in District 2. So she's going to pull that up, because we can make that change and then have that be presented with the final maps on December 7th. But I believe it's in, is it in all of the draft plans where that's?
Are you referring to the sliver over here?
Yes.
Sharon.
Is the screenshot?
It's going to be in the bottom of that.
Oh.
So, minimize the bottom. Stop. Did you drag it back? Just drag it back over there. Yes.
I have to cheat. Something that already exists within our boundaries, but it's just shaded wrong in there?
Let me get to the example. The black line, I'll wait till it comes up so that those online will understand what we're referring to. But
sure.
So are they able to see that online now?
Yes.
Okay, so the black line is...
No, sorry, I think I did the wrong share.
Holly, if I understand correctly, the black lines are our current district boundaries and the colors are the proposed.
Correct.
And so it is, if you want to take the mic from here, you know what you want to explain better than I do.
Yeah, so the orange area, and I don't know if our redistricting partners need to comment on this as well, if she's unmuted or not.
I think she is muted, so yes, we might just unmute Kay.
Okay, you can unmute now.
Hello. So this area of District 2, as the editing was being done for this proposal, this sliver here of the census block was inadvertently left as an island over here. So this is a small edit that would need to be made into District 1 or District 3. I believe the intention was for it to be District 3. So there would be.
Yes, three. I believe so, and we will absolutely get that fixed. Thank you for that.
This is option number two.
Yep, here on the map currently displayed is.
Is it option number two?
Is four. Four is what's currently displayed on the map. But I turn on draft plan two.
Just Polly, this one.
Yes.
Trying to relate it with the. Would you mind come over, putting it over here?
So this is draft plan two. So this one doesn't have that error.
Oh, okay.
But draft plan four has that error.
Oh, okay. But in draft plan two, we're looking at what we have.
Yes. So draft plan four has this error where this should be proven not orange.
Okay.
But draft plan two does not have that error.
Okay. But it would have been green anyways.
Yes. That's okay. That's the boundary right there.
All right. All right.
So, so draft plan two is currently displayed, and then draft plan four has those.
Okay. Now it remains in three.
Correct. This area would be green in three.
All right.
So through the chair,
yeah.
Just to clarify, so is it only draft plan four which requires this correction?
That's how I understand it. Yes.
So this is draft plan four with the error.
Yeah.
And this is draft plan three, so this is separate there. And then this is draft plan one. So that follows that. So the same line here.
So at this point, what I'd like to have the board do is to select one of the draft plans and then move forward with a final vote on December 7th. We do need to have our draft plan that we select today posted at least 7 days before it's finally adopted, which would be on December 7th.
And I guess I was asking, how do we do that?
How would you motion?
I'll be the outlier. I'll put make a motion.
Well, my motion would be that we adopt plan two, which is, I think, just a simple boundary move up on district two.
The other change would, to clarify, so draft plan two, which is currently displayed, this black line is the current boundary, so this portion that's currently in district two would move to district three, and this portion that's currently in district three would move to district two.
Do you have a motion?
I don't have a second yet.
Oh, yeah, for district one, I think that's fine, so I'll second that motion.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Supervisor Chris.
I'll be an aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Hill.
No.
And three is all we need, correct? Just a majority vote?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Is it?
I've got a quick question. So, Laura, we are going to have then a public hearing for the 7th, correct?
Yes, there will be a public hearing on December 7th for the final adoption.
So, continuing this.
We're already scheduled to just do a whole new public hearing notice just to make sure that it's legally published in the newspaper.
So, this one is technically closed.
We've closed this public hearing.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Closing this hearing now?
Yep, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Any further business in open session? All right, with that.